Musician Beth Bombara's album, Evergreen, received wide acclaim in 2019. The St. Louis-based songwriter says that much of the record was informed by her sense of optimism. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Bombara and has more.
The sonics of the album and the production and everything is sort of, in my mind, it kind of recalls maybe like Neil Young or Emmylou Harris albums of the 70s.
Yeah.
Were those touchstones for you?
My intention was to kind of harken back to some of those albums, kind of find a happy medium between the cool, vibey stuff that was going on in the 70s and modern stuff.
I was curious about the song Evergreen. Why did that sort of become the title cut? Because it seems to me like there's a lot of strong emotions in that and so forth. Was that kind of
It kind of was it. It kind of was the song to me that thematically summarized what I felt like I wanted the album to be about, the energy that I wanted to put out there. It's kind of a more optimistic, life happens, I'm going to take the approach that I'm going to look at things in a positive light. Things may happen, and I'm going to constantly be looking for the good in the way that this word evergreen kind of has multiple meanings. You know, evergreen can be, you know, something new. It can be something that is always fresh. Kind of this optimistic idea that I wanted to kind of wrap the whole album in.
It's interesting to me because it kind of takes us a while to get there because we have things like Upside Down or I Only Cry Alone,
yeah.
Alone that are maybe not necessarily in that optimistic place. So, I mean, did you kind of have that as the intention of the record unfolding that way?
Yeah, I think I kind of did. And I think that to some extent reflects my personality a bit too, because I, my husband likes to say that I'm the big optimist in the relationship, and if it weren't for me, he'd just be really sad all the time. I've got a tender-hearted lover who does me good.
It's a little rough around the edges, but don't let that fool you. Well, I guess more of a practical question to kind of close out on. Now, you'll be doing the show with Samantha Crane, and you toured with Samantha Crane as a member of her band before, right?
We both were just figuring out what we were doing, and so she had decided she was going to go out on the road and do a bunch of touring, and she said, well, I don't have a band. Do you want to start playing with me, and we'll kind of do this duo style and figure it out? And so I said, well, yeah, that sounds great. So I learned a lot from being on the road with her. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Have you had much contact since you have been out of her band, or will this be kind of a reunion?
Yeah, we've kept in touch, certainly, and I see her here and there, and she's come through St. Louis, where I'm based out of. Sometimes she comes through, and I'm on the road, too, so I say, hey, Sam, I'll leave you a key to my house, and you can just stay there, so... Yeah, we've definitely kept in touch. Been holding this inside, trying to keep my head high, breaking down behind the door when I can't hide this anymore.
something to be afraid of.